Was there is there any particular time in your life, any moment in your life that stands out?
I think my childhood in Sandyford, it stands out. I loved my childhood. I loved all the people in it. They're all gone, but there was people in it you could open the door and walk in to anyone. And most people went into someone by Sunday evening for tea and brought the children with them. And a lot of people brought you place. I remember going to Drogheda when I was younger. I had no money. I think someone paid me. They used to have excursions from the church. And someone would bring a child with them. I remember going to see Blessed Oliver Plunkett's head up in Drogheda years and years ago. And there was a woman from Stepaside, bought a house or lived up there, name of Burton. Now I don't know who she married or anything. But we went to her house for tea and I was only young. But the people, I think, even though they'd no money, they were kinder. They always looked after people, you know. And there was another big house next to the church and Sandy, a big three-story house. And they were only poor people that got it cheap, came to live in it. And you could go into their house at any time. The woman always had tea or homemade bread or anyone could walk into and get their tea in it. She was lovely. They were lovely people. Yeah, Davises were their name. And I think she worked for a solicitor or something. They got the house cheap, something like that. And then there was the village pump, where that was outside our railing. You could put your hand through the railing to get water. And there was the village pump, and everyone come to the village pump for water. They hadn't got the spring water. And they'd hang their book in the pump and go into some house to talk for another few hours. Life, you were never lonely, really, never on your own, you know. I think life was different. They're different now. Good, different generation, you see. I know. They're all
And
in.
things moved a lot slower.
Ah, yeah, they did. I can never understand them all working now, different hours, you know, where you finished up a Friday and that was, you always had the weekend to yourself. But now the weekends.
So, did people have time to stop and talk to each
Oh,
other?
God, yes. Oh, they could talk for hours. The woman that owned the big house that come up for water, though she'd tap water in her house, she hadn't got spring water. She'd be ages sitting in her house talking and some of the kids would come up looking for her. I'd say, go home. She was in Kilkenny. Go home and put the potatoes on. I'd be down in another half hour. She'd be there all day nearly, sitting talking in the house. The kids would do the work, I think, for her, most of them. I
Yeah.
know.
What would the conversation be? What kind of chat?
Talking about everybody, probably backbiting. But they were nice manner. They had nice manner because there was a woman who used to come into our house, used to lodge in that big house. And my mother always said, get up in that barn and give that woman the chair. We used to dread her come because we were moved away from the barn. She was put right beside her. They'd more manners, I think. They were nicer brought up, nicer people. I know.
And the language, the accents. I'm sure you had a very special accent coming from there.
Yeah, but I just
Yeah.
talk as I'm talking now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
the Sandyford people just are more Dublin, you know. They weren't the real Dublin people.
Yeah.
The Dublin people had the slang. But they used to come out from Dublin to pick blackberries long ago. And they'd come to our house and we used to love to see them. My mother had cousins somewhere in Clarendon Street or Ainger Street. There was a shop in Ainger Street and they had an apartment over and they'd come out to pick blackberries, but they used to bring cakes and sweets. And of course, they wanted the vegetables, the salads and things, and we had them grown in the garden. We used to love to see them coming because they always had plenty of cakes and sweets coming, you know. And I used to go in to visit them. I think it was Clarendon Street they lived in first, but he was in the war, the father, and he was shell shocked. And she'd go out to get milk or something, and he was shaving. And we were always afraid he was going to cut his throat because he was supposed to be not 100%. You know, a lovely man, but he always gave us 10 pence coming away. But we never minded him. You never think of anything like that, you know.
And did you see a lot of people coming back after the First World
Oh, God,
War?
yes. And you know where they were all? You know Leopardstown Hospital? That's where they were all. And they're dressed in pale blue. And they used to come down to the pub to Flavin's for a drink. And one man had no legs coming back. I remember him coming in a wheelchair. But they always, they called it the Shell Shock Home, Leopardstown Hospital, years ago. Of course, England run it then, you know. But I still think England has something to do with it, because Princess Anne comes over. She goes to visit Leopardstown. But it's a very good home for old people.
Mm.
Or for anyone with anything wrong with them.
And would you pass that a lot when you were a child?
Oh, God, we used to go to Leopardstown races, and we didn't know one horse from the other, because it was a shilling to get in on the race course, and we just went in for the sake of going in. And sometimes the people that had, you know, these walking sticks that open out you can sit on, I don't know what you call them, we used to think that was so funny. Oh, God, yes, we used to be always down in Leopardstown, yeah. I used to know people lived in a gate lodge in it. Oh, it was a long time ago. We used to go visit them. But we used to love going to... We went everywhere. You walked everywhere or cycled everywhere. You walked miles long up. Didn't do you any harm.
No, I'd say not.
We used to get... So it was a bus fare telling us scary. We'd walk down to Bray. And we walked to Powers Court. The man in Powers Court, I was talking to him one day, often used to go up to in latter years. I said, I used to be up here before you were born. And he gave me all them picture frames, took £5 off them all, because I told them that I wasn't looking for anything. But he asked me all about it, and I said, we used to walk to Powers Court from Enniskerry, and we used to get into the waterfall. You didn't have to pay to get into the waterfall. Now you have to pay to go to the waterfall in Enniskerry. But you can go into the grounds free. And he said, I'll take the money off them pictures for you. Yeah, when I read Beggar, I was like, I know. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mary Kelly, it's been a pleasure
talking
to you. You've
had pain in your mind, listen to me.
But so that was a dreadful time, wasn't it? The people coming back after the First World War, a lot of young Irish lads went over and fought that war.
Yeah, they were all in Leopardstown, yeah.
And they were, and so kind of when they came back and...
There was a fella, I must tell you this, there was a fella on the television, looking for some man. He was born two doors away from me. His name was Mason. And they had an Irish name over the grave. And because he was the Japanese, he was with the Japanese, they were very cruel. They beat him to death. He died anyway, but they were looking for his people. And there was an Irish name over the grave, and they didn't understand it. And when I saw Mason and where he come from, wasn't he there two doors away from me? Jim Mason. But he didn't. His father was in the First World War, not the Second World War. And then he joined it.
The Second World War.
The Second World War, he joined it, yeah. And he was killed. And it was the Japanese, they bit him.
Yeah.
Bit him till they dropped dead. I know. And we used to call him Trixie. There was a nickname on him. And he used to come down. There was a house in Sandyford, a little small house with one bedroom. The S slept and a woman, but she never married. And she used to ring the bell in the church. And we'd love to go down with her because you were allowed to pull the rope with her to ring the bell. But sometimes she'd leave you to mind the house while she went to ring the bell. She never smoked, but she took cigarettes off everyone. And kept them in the wardrobe. And when she began to ring the bell, Trixie to come down to the house too, to sit in it. And he'd take all the cigarettes and smoke them. It was so funny, you know. If you had people to say you're mad or something, wouldn't they?
Of course they would.
They would say you were mad, yeah. She lived on her own, and she had an illegitimate child. And she went to London, and she married the manager of the home of Colonial. But she never brought him home. She was ashamed to bring him home. But she used to come home regular, and we used to love to see her coming home. She'd have trunks of clothes, everything to match. And the mother would do up the room when she'd be coming home. She'd only stay maybe a week or two and go back again.
And why did she not want to bring her husband home?
Well, I suppose she was ashamed that the mother only had the one room, you see. I don't know, really.
Oh, yes, yeah, I see.
She was ashamed to bring him home. She was a lovely looking girl, Lily Daly. I always remember her. But that's what I say. The characters there was years ago, that they're not now, they're different altogether. But they were very innocent, the people.
Yeah.
You'd never dream of bringing a fella home to your house or going up to a bedroom. Of course, they bring them home now and they separate from them after they're married and everything. That was unheard of. Tildetti was part. But I was Tildetti was part, but he was a gentleman. That's the only thing was the drink.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
And you know, you spoke about the your time in Liverpool when things were so different. You know, yeah. The people were. And so do you think that the church ruled very hard here? I mean, some of the laws, some of the way that you were looked down on if you were born out of wedlock.
I didn't know. I never thought of that. But in Sandyford, the parish priest spoke to everybody. Mm. And our cousin used to cook for him when the maid would go on holidays. And we were in the house. And of course, we thought... He never entered his kitchen, but we thought that lump sugar was lovely, and we'd get the lump sugar out of his bowl, and she'd be cooking for him. But he always talked to people. He was a lovely, and there's a woman comes here to me, and she just say, I don't believe you. Well, says I, you can. There's our Archdeacon Kelly used to go for a walk with his dogs every night, but because I found the girl sitting in the ditch, you tell him to go home. But he was a gentleman. I never remember him begging for money. There was a plate inside the porch when you went into the church and you put whatever you had on it. But there was no thing as the plate going around or anything. But he was very comfortable. I never remember him looking for money.
Yeah.
But I always remember him being left money by someone in Dark, you know. I don't know, but he was a born gentleman. Oh, I never could say anything about the church. But we always went to Mass, of course, at that time, and with sodalities and things like that. But otherwise, the church never done anything else. If you didn't go, they never interfered. I write them up, I remember going, there was a certain seat in the church where old people sat. If you got into that seat, you were moved out of it. You weren't allowed into it. Or if they saw anyone talking, they'd get onto them. You know, like young people go in and be whispering and talking to each other in the seat, they'd get up and give out to them for talking in the church. But otherwise, and there's a lovely choir in Sandyford.
Hmm.
We used to sing, I sang a few times in the choir. There was a high gallery and a low gallery in it. Were you ever in Sandyford Church?
I wasn't, no.
Lovely church it is. Yeah. They had a Calvary out that you could go visit out in the grounds of it. A beautiful church. And two houses, one for the parish priest and the other for the curate, each side of it. Should visit Sandyford Church, lovely church.
Mm.
And we're in the Lady of the Wayside. It's a nice little church too.
I must do that.
You should go visit them, yeah. I like to go visit churches because I remember them all when I was younger, you know. I was in the Pro Cathedral too. I went to Mass once or twice in it, in Dublin. And... I'm not religious, I never preach religion to anyone, but I just like to go, I used to like going to Dublin. The first place I remember going at 14 was Camden Street, and my mother told me to get off at the Children's Hospital. It was a Children's Hospital in Harker Street, and you get off in front of that and cut through an archer into Camden Street, and that's the only way I knew my way around Dublin. I'd have to ask people my way, and right enough, the Dublin people would go out of their way to show you the way around it, you know. And then the bus always come in at Bar Quay, so we knew where that was. Then the scary bus.
Yeah.
But they all go to the village now. Then the scary bus goes down to the village now. It used to go over Hillcrest Road. It's too narrow, I think, now, but the bus to go over it. I know. Wait, I'll show you some of my pictures.
Yeah, I'd love to see. So, Mary Kelly, listen, thanks for today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, come on and see me pictures.
I will.
And just... they sent me a mouse card.